In a devastating display of nature's wrath, Tropical Storm Hilary has unleashed unparalleled destruction after crashing into the Bahia Peninsula. Now an unprecedented Pacific storm, Hilary's catastrophic might has caused havoc in both northern Mexico and southern California, with economic damages predicted to soar past a staggering $2 billion mark. California finds itself at the storm's epicenter, battling its merciless onslaught. Governor Gavin Newsom, recognizing the gravity of the situation, has issued an urgent state of emergency. This historic tempest has spurred the mobilization of the National Guard and state crews. A cacophony of alarms from the National Weather Service rings throughout the state, warning of torrential rainfalls, looming mudslides, flash floods, and the deadly potential of falling trees and power lines. For the first time ever, California stands under the shadow of a tropical storm warning. The evidence of Hilary's unrelenting force is everywhere.
No mames. Mira lo que cayó. Mira lo que cayó. Wow.
Both Baja California and parts of Southern California are inundated, with a tragic incident marking a man's drowning in Mexico due to a violent overflowing stream. The Baja Peninsula bears the scars of widespread flooding, and with the storm's fury forecasted to escalate, the worst might still be on the horizon. Yet, Hilary isn't the only storm wreaking havoc. The Atlantic Ocean has morphed into a meteorological battlefield, with tropical storms Emily, Franklin, and Gertz spiraling one after another. Notably, Franklin casts a dark shadow over Puerto Rico and Hispaniola, promising torrential downpours. Parallel to this, Canada is in the throes of a firestorm. Historic wildfires, supercharged by climate change, have torn through Canada's British Columbia province, uprooting over 35,000 residents in a mere 4 days. California's battle with Hilary is unmatched in its intensity. Schools are bolted shut, with the gargantuan Los Angeles Unified School District amongst them.
This California hurricane experience is so mid. Hurricane Lane in Hawaii was way better. Definitely never go to California for your hurricanes.
Homes in Santa Rosalia, Mexico, lie submerged, and tens of thousands of Californians find themselves in darkness without power. A vast flood watch casts a net over nearly 26 million residents. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass paints a chilling picture, labeling it an epochal weather event. Nancy Ward, spearheading the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, starkly forewarns of Hilary being the most catastrophic storm in over a decade. Amidst the tempest, daily life has been upended. Major League Baseball games are postponed, SpaceX's rocket launch is on hold, and national parks are shuttered for safety. The recurring catastrophic weather patterns serve as a grim testament to the dire consequences of human-induced climate change. Now more than ever, the urgency of global dialogues centered around climate resilience and adaptive strategies is palpable. Through the storm, however, emerges a beacon of hope. Communities unite, standing strong against nature's fury. Thank you. The spirit of camaraderie manifests as volunteers rally, utilities battle to restore power, and emergency services plunge into rescue missions. This catastrophe, while overwhelming, also offers a crucial lesson. The clarion call for immediate global collaboration, innovative sustainable solutions, and collective responsibility rings louder than ever. For amidst nature's unpredictable onslaught, our united front is the key to a brighter, more resilient future.
Big debris fog! Coming in over here!
In the heart of the storm, the stories of human endurance and compassion emerge as the silver lining. Eugenie Adler from Long Beach epitomizes the anguish and resilience of countless citizens. The fear is not just for material loss, but the irreplaceable human lives that hang in the balance. As the world watches, individual stories illuminate the very real human aspect of these climatic cataclysms, amplifying the urgency of prioritizing human life and safety. Public response has been nothing short of heroic. From the bustling streets to quiet neighborhoods, we see instances of humanity's best. Neighbors aiding in evacuation efforts, volunteers hastily filling sandbags, and community centers opening their doors to shelter those displaced. It's in these testing times that community spirit shines brightest, reminding us of the inherent goodness that binds society together.
Oh my gosh! Whoa! Whoa!